The idea of collecting food for food banks all year round is not a new one, certainly not to the people who run food banks. They need to keep supplies for all seasons, but the trend in society for a long time now is to give generously during the holiday season. The Ashland Food Project set out to change that seasonable focus when it started several years ago. Now the Food Project name is preceded by several other communities in Southern Oregon, and they are jointly approaching a milestone in donations. Paul Giancarlo is the co-founder of the Food Project. He's here in the studio with me. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Jane Maynard is here as well. She's the communications coordinator for the Food Projects by several different names. Jane, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the milestone you're approaching here?
Well, we expect probably in December of this year to have collected within Jackson County 1 million pounds of food that will be distributed to several different food – or has been distributed to several different food banks throughout the county. So within Jackson County itself, we will have reached 1 million pounds.
That's a hefty figure, and that is impressive. Yeah. And over what period of time, though?
The first pickup was in June of 2009, and that was in Ashland, which was the original food project. And since that time, it has expanded to what we call the Jackson Five, which is Eagle Point, Phoenix, Talent, Medford.
And Medford includes Ashland. Jacksonville and Central Point.
Jacksonville, Central Point, yeah.
That's even less time than I thought. I was thinking it had been 5 years since you went into, but even less than that.
We just had our fourth anniversary in June of the first pickup.
So tell us about the birth of this project, Paul. It was you and John Javna, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, John and I basically, I would say, has sort of simultaneous visions or realizations of a problem which has been ongoing in the food world for many years. We noticed that they were collecting food through food drives that happened sporadically, as you mentioned in the beginning, around the holidays especially, and that once those holiday seasons are over, they were finding that their shelves are emptying and staying empty. So we had the idea that we wanted to create something that would provide a more sustainable supply of food for the food banks and eliminate drives in these barrels out in front of stores that are basically empty most of the time, and have, instead of having food drives, have donor drives. We would ask people to contribute on a regular basis. I mean, most people wanted to do that, but they just didn't get around to doing it. So we set up a system that would allow them to buy something every time they go shopping, put it in a bag, and put it out on their front porch. And then we would have people in their neighborhood volunteer to go around and pick up that bag every 2 months. And that's it's a simple idea. That's the core of where it started. And from that, we have continued to develop a system to make it so every 2 months we go around all over the valley and pick up these green canvas bags that people have probably seen around.
Bright green, I should
the
point
bright,
out.
Yeah. Bright
not
green.
Like, not like the shopping center bags.
All right. So if you were to drive around anywhere in the valley on the second Saturday of even-numbered months, about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, you'll see green bags all over the valley sitting on porches waiting to be picked up to be brought to the various food pantries.
Jane, it seems like one of the major successes or keys to success of the food projects around the Rogue Valley had been the fact that it does become habit-forming. People get used to knowing that even-numbered month, second Saturday, green bag, go.
Yes, and I think the reward they get from knowing they're doing something and sustained, because a lot of people say they want to do it, but they don't get around to it because lives are busy. And this way, you know, we make it easy. Just put things in a bag, put it out in the front porch, and they say thank you to us often. Thank you, because they know they're helping. Yes. Absolutely.
You worked as a, among many other hats you've apparently worn with the various food projects. You were a district coordinator yourself?
Well, yes. I started in Ashland, and I was a neighborhood coordinator, district coordinator, and I was on the steering committee. And then I hopped over and did Talent as well. And then about 2.5 years ago, John Javna and I decided we needed a testing ground for a bigger city. So we went to Medford and started having meetings. And within a year, we had our first pickup in Medford. And last December, we did 30,000 pounds in one day.
That's impressive.
That's very, yes. And
Is pounds the best measure, do you think? I mean, is there any other way to figure out how many people you might be helping through the food? I mean, because obviously a can of chickpeas is going to cost a lot more or weigh a lot more than a bag of pasta.
That's
Well, I think the reason we use pounds is because that's the one consistent way that we can actually see, how much food is coming in. But another statistic I think that is really fascinating is that in the first pickup, here's the pound thing again. The first pickup, we picked up 3,300 pounds of food. And then the most recent pickup, we picked up 52,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
And the number of people, neighborhood coordinators participating and donors moved from 25 neighborhood coordinators and 330 households to 380 neighborhood coordinators and 5,700 households. So I think it's a good question that you have. It's not just about the pounds of food. It's about people having an experience of being involved in their neighborhood, helping deal with the community problem. And so people who are getting the food are obviously helped. But one of the things that we knew right from the start was that an important part of this was community building. And what we found over time, over the 4 years, is that more and more we're seeing that the people that are actually doing the volunteering are getting fed as well, because they are feeling good about what they're doing. They're feeling engaged in their community. They're talking to their neighbors. They're knocking on doors. And this makes people feel better. I mean, my day job is working in the mental health industry, and I know that when people volunteer and get engaged with people, they feel better, you know, about themselves. So I think we're feeding people in many different ways with this project.
Not just through food.
Yes.
Got it. Paul Giancarlo and Jane Maynard are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the various food projects around the Rogue Valley, beginning with the Ashland Food Project. Paul was the co-founder. Jane is communications coordinator for all of them, I guess, at this point.
Well, yes, because we also have more outside of the valley.
Okay. Much more to talk about here. You can join us on the Exchange as we go along, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. And so, Jane, you did work as a neighborhood coordinator. That's the actual picking up of the food, right?
Yes. Well, actually, I started as a donor, and then I just got pulled in, and I attended a steering committee meeting, and I never left. I mean, I just kept going because it is such a fulfilling thing to do.
And how much time did it take you between, I mean, I imagine you're sending out notices to let people know about upcoming pickups.
To be a neighborhood coordinator, it's really a very small amount of time. Just sending out an email, letting people know you're going to come, picking them up, and then going to the food banks and dropping them off.
Paul Giancarlo, I don't know if it seems this way to you on the inside, but it seems from observing from a distance that it's been fairly smooth since the beginning, that you didn't make the neighborhoods too big, that you had the right amount of area for a coordinator to cover, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Have there been many tweaks in the mode of operation for the food projects since you began in Ashland?
We're constantly tweaking it, but I wouldn't say that we've had major changes. I think the core of this project is really built around, of course, the donors and the neighborhood coordinators. The neighborhood coordinators are very important for us because they are taking responsibility for a small area, anywhere from 5 to some people have 30 or 35 donors that they pick up from. So they are communicating with their donors and handling their neighborhoods. So it really is decentralized in that way. And by having neighborhood coordinators, we tend to get more donors because people will then knock on their neighbors' doors and say, hey, you know, you want to be a part of this great project. And so we're really hoping to increase the number of neighborhood coordinators right now as part of this sort of countdown to 1 million pounds is that we want to try to recruit more neighborhood coordinators. And as Jane was mentioning, it takes about 2 to 3 hours every 2 months. So we're talking about an hour to an hour and a half a month. And one of the really great things is that when we average out what neighborhood coordinators do in terms of the average neighborhood coordinator collects close to 1,000 pounds of food per year just in their own neighborhood. And when you look at what that means in terms of meals provided, it means that it's equivalent to about 770 meals per year for the food that they pick up. And that's all in approximately 12 hours a year. And so it's a very easy way to be a volunteer in the community. And you can set your own schedule. It doesn't take a lot of time. And you're really doing, you're getting a lot of bang for the buck, so to speak.
All right. So if you're talking about trying to get more neighborhood coordinators, Jane Maynard, what's the way that people should be getting in touch with the Food Project wherever they are?
Well, they can go to the websites in Ashland, Medford, and the Neighborhood Food Project, www.ashlandfoodproject.com. Or they can call 541-488-6976. That is the Ashland number, but they can find out if they want to call about Medford or any of the other places.
All right, that's 541-488-6976.
Correct.
And we'll put that up on our Facebook page before the morning is out.
And the Neighborhood Food Project .com would also link them to whatever project in their own town that they would want to contact.
Okay, neighborhoodfoodproject.com?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So how many people altogether? I don't know if I've asked the number or heard the number thus far. I mean, you mentioned the number of coordinators. It was up around 300-something now.
We are actually now the county's largest volunteer organization. We have about 5,700 households who donate and about 380 neighborhood coordinators and the five in the Rogue Valley. It's a lot.
And so how, though, at the beginning and as time has gone on, do you integrate the project with the food banks and their needs? I mean, at any point, has the food bank people said back to you, hey, you know, this is great in the even-numbered months. We need you in the odd months, too, or anything like that?
That's a great question, because one of the really surprising benefits of this whole thing is that we have created a great collaboration with the food banks in the area. In Ashland, the Ashland Emergency Food Bank is in charge of distributing food, so we don't have to worry about that at all. And we're in charge of collecting food. And so they allow us to go and do it our way, and then we both collaborate on pickup day. And there's about 50 or 60 people sorting food and putting it on the shelves. It's quite a beautiful community effort on those days. But the food banks have really benefited from having this consistent supply of food and not having to depend on those periodic, sporadic food drives. So,
well, they certainly know that the second weekend of any even-numbered month, they're going to be getting a new supply.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what we found in Ashland, and I'm not sure, I think it's probably true in Medford also, Jane, is that the food that we bring them accounts for about 35 to 40% of what they distribute. And so the week before our pickup, if you were to go into the food bank, you'll see that their shelves are pretty empty. And so we have some before and after pictures, 9 o'clock in the morning of pickup day, empty shelves, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, full shelves, consistently. And they're very ecstatic about that. But we do need more help. There's the need and the request for food is continuing to rise. And one of the reasons we got started back in 2009 was because it was around the recession, where more and more people were showing up to look for food.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, I remember hearing at that time, and in fact, we've heard these stories up into the last year, I know, where people who had once been donors to food banks were now recipients from food banks.
Yes.
Across the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's true. That's happening.
I was going to mention, too, in Medford, it's a little different. We have 16 pantries that participate, and each pantry brings their own group of volunteers, and they all sort the food, and it's equally divided among the pantries. And before the Food Project came to Medford, the pantries did not have any communication with each other. It was almost, you know, I don't know, a little distrust.
Each to his own or something.
And after, I don't know how many meetings we had, all of a sudden one of the pantry people said, why don't we just all divide it up equally? And they now have their own group. They meet. I meet with them every other month. And so it's to see the community spirit, people come together with this project. It's a celebration, those pickup days. They're great. It's great to watch.
Are there still some fluctuations, though? We talked about the seasonal nature of food donations prior to the Food Project and in communities that don't have it. But, for example, do you have a great drive in December and a so-so one in August because people are on summer vacation, stuff like that? Jane, you're shaking. You're nodding.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we definitely notice it goes up in December and August. It goes down, but not terribly. I mean, we're not worried about it. We just look at, you know, summer schools coming back, you know, it stands, and people feel more generous around Christmas time.
Yeah, December is usually the biggest one, but you know, we just completed one in August, and in Ashland we had about 19,000 pounds that we picked up. A good December would be 23,000, 24,000. So it's not a huge difference, but mm-hmm. we can always count on a little bit more.
So as you approach 1,000,000 pounds, and when do you think you'll hit it with the October drive?
December, probably.
December drive, mm-hmm. okay.
We're at 915,000 pounds right now, and we have the October drive coming up and the December drive, and we expect to hit it in December.
And so what are the horizons then? Where does the food project go from there?
We're going to conquer the world.
We're taking out. We already
green bags all over the planet.
We have 24 food projects total because, let's see, we've got in California, Sonora, Berkeley, Contra Costa County, and Chico. We've started one in Arizona, Alabama, Kentucky, Florida, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Washington. So it's the word is spreading, and it's a little daunting at times, you know, but we're excited because we're hoping in 2014 and we'll have a complete package to give people so they can just start it on their own. Because we get inquiries all the time. You know, people tell people and then you get a phone call.
So right. Okay. So at this point, you're still developing the package, pretty much a turkey package to say, here you go.
Right.
Do this and you're on the way.
Right. We have a database system. It's just mm-hmm. wonderful now. That's and the website is, a new website is being put together. So it's happening. It is.
Well, congratulations on approaching that 1,000,000 pound benchmark. And we'll have to check back with you along about December and see if you, in fact, got there.
Yeah,
the schedule you thought.
Yeah, I'm sure we
that
will. And thank
great.
You for having us and really appreciate what you do. This is another community-based effort that you guys do here. So
yes.
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Paul Giancarlo is the co-founder of the Food Project, Jane Maynard, the communications coordinator, and that'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you for listening. Hour number two, we'll talk to the author of Digging Holes in My Soul. That's next on the Jefferson Exchange.